Hello and welcome to the Quarantine Diaries by Marta Jepp. Day 9, Let's Dance, March 27, Friday. Woohoo! It's finally Friday. I'm keeping the same excitement of a normal week because I still have to snooze my alarm Monday to Friday. Wake up a bit later than usual, but with enough time to meditate and get breakfast. No time for red lippy, though. I go to my emails in my pyjamas, correct the assignments I have left, set new ones for the next week, and do some content research. It feels like a slow morning, so I make a list of my plan for the day. Random playlist knows it's Friday because it's acing it. Feel good songs all over the place. I'm not into any workout because my muscles are pretty sore still. So I dance to random playlist. The sun is going strong as well and it feels like proper summer in my room. An image of my bikinis popping in my head. Shall I do it? Oh, fuck it. Let's do it. London summer in March is something to celebrate. So I put my bikini on and carry on dancing. No red lippy, but bikini Friday. Who would say I would get a tan in March? Email from graphic novel competition number 2. We need to resubmit our work. I totally forgot I had a life before the quarantine and today it was meant to be the long listing day. I have time though, still 2 more weeks and we are in confinement. New plan for my Easter holiday in quarantine. Who said boredom? Mum sends me more news. Boris has tested positive for coronavirus and health minister too. Oh well, I'm shocked. I have to say I'm shocked, you know, because honestly I thought Boris and his pal had a special enzyme in his body that protected them from the virus and that's why they took the situation so lightly. And you know, apparently not. So again, coronavirus doesn't give a shit about anyone. I feel for Boris. Poor Boris. Things are getting harder for him in times of the apocalypse. But hey, Boris, let's see the silver lining, okay? Because there is always a silver lining. At least you'll become immune to the virus. So as you said a couple of weeks ago, either that or get a horrible pneumonia which could potentially swell your lungs and kill you. But, oh well, let's see. Now you are in hands of corona, I guess. I think there is an underlying lesson in this. Never think you are better than karma because otherwise she'll make you see what she's made of. Anyway, back to finish my last corrections. Oh my God, I find it so hard to concentrate. For the first time, I feel I need to go out and have a walk towards the heath. No. I stay home. Stay home, stay safe. As the amazing slogan was saying, and I'm repeating it to myself. Stay home, stay safe. That's what we have to do. So I have a shower, get changed, and tune into meditation practice, the one I had booked for this evening. Or at least that's what I thought. We get into the meditation practice and I'm so ready to close my eyes and get into the breathing when the instructor starts talking about his upcoming book and a workshop he's hosting on Sunday. That's fine because self-promotion is key in these times of confusion. Then he finishes and I'm ready to start. I really am. And then he starts to talk about dragons and unicorns and I start to feel a little bit confused. Where am I and what are we doing? I can feel my critical self is about to lose her shit very loudly, but managed to contain her in a big smile. Also, I was the only one with the video on. No, mental note, don't put it again. It's really hard to keep the cool, I have to say. But I carry on doing the exercises because I paid for the session, so let's finish it at least. By the time we finish, I had learned how to connect with dragons, unicorns, and been offered to attend a workshop on making mermaid water. At this point, it's official. I lose my shit. Send a bye thank you message and leave the virtual room. I mean, no offense for the dragons, unicorns, and mermaids. They are beautiful creatures of the mythological world, but it was a really good laugh. So I'm glad it was online, though. I'm really tempted to do it again next week because now I'm curious about the mermaid water. How do we do it? Also, tonight is teledrinks with Mum and Aaron, so I put my little black dress on, makeup, red lippy, and get the cherry liqueur from the freezer. I remember I had that. And it's pretty alcoholic, but it's okay. I go to the freezer and the bottle doesn't contain any liqueur anymore. It's all ice. So my freezer is Hulk, apparently. But we have a good laugh, and by the end of the call, I feel a bit tipsy because actually, yes, there was liquor in that bottle, like a lot. But it's only 12:30, so the night's still young and I still need to shake the alcohol off my body. So I make a Molotov cocktail playlist featuring Earth, Wind & Fire, ABBA, Taylor Swift, S Club 7 and Lizzo, and party in my room until 2 a.m. because why not? Friday nights can still be fun even in times of the apocalypse.